Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Two Herds Wolves Pod, live from Target Center after Game 4, and holy moly, that was about as fun and heart-wrenching of a playoff game as you'll see. Wolves win 116-113, take a 3-1 series lead. It's going to be hard for me to put this one into words, just by everything the Wolves did in this game. They struggled for large portions of this game as I try to get a tweet out about the game. Just so many points in this game where it looked like the Wolves were dead. Early in the game, offense not doing well for about the first quarter and a half of the game. They come back. They take a lead into halftime by 3 points. Randle hits just like a step back on Luka. And in the second half, they just come out just absolutely dead. 14-0 run by the Lakers. They look dead. We'll fight back. Luka starts torching them. The end of the game. Unbelievable. Just incredible game. I got to pull up the box score. The Wolves take a 4-point lead with 2 minutes left. Dante cutting layup and one. Gets the foul on Rui Hachimura. And then back-to-back threes by the Lakers. Wolves miscommunicate. Austin Reeves wide open to cut it to one. Finney Smith, a contested one to give him a lead. And then the play of the game to me. Ant doing a little bit too much. Hero ball down the stretch, including a 3-point foul on Luka to give them, to get that Ant hits two of the three free throws to extend the Wolves' lead. But the play of the game, Ant dishes out of a double team, as he should have. The ball finds eventually Jaden McDaniels, who slams it and one, and the Wolves take the lead that they don't end up giving back. I'm trying to find the clip of the play because it's just, to me, it's just the play of the game that I think a lot of us felt this way, that if the Wolves are going to play well in clutch time, they were going to have a really good chance to win this series. And they didn't play as well in the clutch as they did in game three. Obviously that was like a masterclass. Okay, I got the play pulled up. So Ant gets doubled by Finney Smith and Hachimura. Luka also kind of lingering there. Ball goes to Nas in the paint, who LeBron picks up, leaving Jaden in the dunker spot wide open and one. Reeves fouls him, and the Wolves go up one. The game wasn't over there. Lakers call timeout. And LeBron turns it over. I actually have not. I was looking at my screen writing. I've not seen that play. But Jaden McDaniels steals it. Not the best Jaden McDaniels offensive game, but he made the plays that needed to be made. Like I said, the last one down the stretch and stripping LeBron on that turnover. Or intercepting the pass, I should say. And then probably going to be a controversial one. Ant slips. LeBron is determined by the refs on replay to make illegal contact at Ant and hits two free throws to push him up to three. I'm sure Lakers fans aren't going to like that call. I can't quite blame them there. I would argue if we're going to talk about the officiating on the whole the past series that I'm not sure they want to get into that argument, but I understand the frustration. Even if it is the right call, it's a really tough situation to go from down one to down three on free throws that are overturned. I get it. kind of reminiscent of the Jaden McDaniels call from game two of the Western Conference Finals last year. This game had a lot of shades of that, and I just think it's a gigantic victory for the Wolves to go up 3-1. They get the call that they didn't get last year. They get a couple breaks. Lakers had some hot shooting on open looks the entire night. Austin Reeves, Lakers don't call timeout, didn't hate the decision. Wolves could have fouled. Looked like Julius kind of tried to once he saw Luka. I'm not sure if Julius tried to foul, but he certainly like went all out to try to intercept the pass. And if he ends up fouling Luka on the floor, so be it. That's not the worst outcome. But Reeves gets a pretty darn good look from the corner and misses it. That's a fortuitous bounce for the Wolves. I would argue for a franchise that has had very few fortuitous bounces in the history of their team, that was one of them. Wolves are up 3-1, in control of the series. Got to find a way to win one more. Lakers get some more off time here. They didn't look, I think that was a talking point before the game, would the Wolves look like the more rested team or the team more equipped to deal with the short turnaround? Maybe that was, but it didn't look like it. Luka looked, if not 100%, certainly miles better than game three. I'm sure they'll say no excuses about game three, but it's pretty obvious that he was not feeling well. I kind of joked with people in the halftime of that game that they leaked that at an intrinsic time, but Wolves, there's another break that the Wolves caught that Luka was not himself for game three, but yeah, just an up and down game. The decision to put Nas in with about 4 minutes left, Nas was getting torched kind of the whole game. The Wolves kind of were blitzing Luka a lot, and that wasn't paying dividends for them. Nas was a big part of that, just wasn't able to execute that as well. And certainly the rotations behind the defense, again, were not there. But they checked Nas in. He immediately hits a hook shot and a three-pointer. A 5-0 run to get the Wolves right back into the game. When the Wolves are down four, Nas hits a three-pointer with 3:21 left. Another example of the Wolves have the bench advantage of this game and certainly have the advantage 4 through 8 of top guys in this series. And the Wolves have been successful when those guys, basically Nas, Dante, those type of players have been able to give them stuff. And they got Dante has not had a good series, but they've gotten just enough from him. He hit the and one late in the game. Nas gives them 8 big points down the stretch. It's hard to overstate the magnitude of this victory. It's not that if the Wolves lose this, it's 2-2. They can't win the series. They absolutely could. But they have a chance to close it out game five. If not, series comes back home for game six, where the Wolves will certainly have a prime example or a prime opportunity to win the series. Whew. During the game, I was thinking about this. What was it? 7 years ago, the Wolves broke their playoff streak and gotten into the playoffs, needed the last game of the regular season. This is the Jimmy Butler team. They got into the season against Jokic, kind of a moment where the Nuggets as a franchise turned it around. They started making the playoffs consistently and won a title after that game. But I was just thinking about the Wolves in that 2018 series never really had a chance to win the series. Yeah, there was a moment maybe in game four where the series is 2-1. They could have tied it 2-2. But the Rockets were obviously the far superior team and had if not for a terrible shooting stretch down the stretch of the West Finals against Golden State, they would have made the finals and possibly won it. But I'm just thinking about how far the Wolves have come since 20 years ago, but since that series where Jimmy Butler obviously explodes the franchise. And they're in the doldrums for a long time until they get Ant, pair him up with Cat. Cat had a fantastic game in Detroit for New York tonight. Really good for him. But I just think back to that 7 years ago, 7 years and a week ago, how far this franchise has come. They have now just beat the Lakers with LeBron James and Luka Doncic 3 out of 4 times. And they did so the last two games with clutch games, something that I think a lot of people, myself included, would have said, maybe not impossible, but certainly something that the Wolves wouldn't be able to do. And they did it. They got some luck in this one. Certainly, I mentioned the officials as well. But they were able to pull through. Just a gutsy win tonight at Target Center. kind of go through the roster here. Anthony Edwards, 43 points. Holy cow. The narrative coming in, didn't only had 6 free throws in the first 3 games combined, had 17 tonight. Just gigantic getting to the line. 43 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists for Anthony Edwards. About as good of a playoff game as he's played in his career, and he's had some doozies. But they needed every single one of those 43 points. Julius Randle. Speaking of Cat, I'm done with the this guy isn't good in the playoffs. That stuff is so dependent on who you're playing with, who you're playing against. I'm just done with it. Because last year, Karl Anthony Towns, they made the West Finals, and Karl Anthony Towns guarded Kevin Durant and Nikola Jokic in both series, and they won. Cat was fantastic in the first 2 rounds. I know he struggled in the West Finals. He was far from the only player to do that, and maybe a bit more shooting variance luck or whatever, and he has a better series. And now Julius Randle, through 4 games of this series, has been absolutely spectacular. 25 points, 9 of 22 shooting, 7 rebounds, was just for all the great bully ball stuff from him. Awesome. Jaden, not as dominant as game 3. Ultimately, 6 of 16 points, 10, 11 rebounds. Rebounding, something that he was doing so seldom earlier in his career. Shooting well, 2 of 3 from 3, always great. Kind of similar story for Mike and Rudy in game 3. Rudy did provide them some great defensive possessions, but this is just not a series for Mike and Rudy. I mean, maybe you can say this is just not a playoffs for Mike, but I disagree. If the Wolves are able to advance, they'll need Mike. Dante, not a great game, but he made just enough shots down the stretch to help him. I would say the same thing for Nas. Kind of shades of game 2 from both of those guys, but Nas made the big points, made the big buckets down the stretch, had 12 points in the game, 8 of those in the last 5 minutes of the game. Whew, just an incredible game. And I thought Luka was just sensational in this game, doing all his Luka Doncic stuff. He only had 2 assists. I'll go back and watch how many of those, how many hockey assists he had, or how many buckets the Lakers had that were just because of Luka Doncic. The 2 assists absolutely do not do justice to what his game was. Thinking about the officials, I would go to my Twitter account and check out the tweet about the Lakers complaining. I was in the moment. I was pretty frustrated because Ant was down on the ground after getting rolled up on LeBron. Not saying that that was a dirty play, but LeBron the whole timeout was just railing on the officials, and it's just like, I mean, that's his right to do, but it's really hard for me to have sympathy about the Lakers and the officiating. It's a frustration. I will be the first one to say league is not rigged, but you get good officiating games, you get bad officiating games. And I don't really feel like talking about the officials really after this one, but LeBron was fantastic as well. He had 18 free throws, 27 points, maybe a call or two that were a bit weak, but certainly deserved most or all of those free throws, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Just incredible what a 40-year-old LeBron is able to do. Lakers bench guys hit their shots. Not bench guys, other starters. Rui, 5 of 10 from 3. Alston Reeves, 5 of 12. Finney Smith, only 2 of 6 for 3, but hit the big one. That if the Lakers would have won, would have been the talking point. Just trying to think of anything else from this game. Just a truly insane basketball game. That is as much as a round one game can be a classic, that is a NBA playoff classic. Back and forth. Wolves looked like they were going to surge ahead at points. Most points they looked dead in the water, but they were able to make just enough plays, get just enough missed shots from the Lakers to win the game. And the Wolves are up 3-1. The series is far from over. Lakers got 2 of the last 3 at home. I think what'll be key to me is obviously losing game 5 is no great shame, but kind of game 2, it did feel like whether they meant to or not, they kind of ended up punting on the game in the first quarter, just didn't have the requisite energy. And I'm hoping that game 5, they're able to turn that around, because obviously the most straightforward way to win the series, would be to come back home in game 6 and finish it off. But as we've seen here, a game 4 tonight, no game in either building is a given. So just fight hard, give yourself a chance to win game 5. Try to close it out. the plus side of that too is you get extra rest days. I would personally guess that if Golden State and Houston will be a long series, so if you're able to close it out in five, which is obviously the goal at this point, you'll get some extra rest time, which will be key for everyone. Mike kind of rolled his ankle there, so I'm sure Mike could take some extra time. But yeah, it's kind of one game at a time at this point. Yeah. Timberwolves, 116. Lakers, 113. Yeah, kind of running out of things to say at this point. I'll just speak personally. I kind of mentioned the Houston series from 7 years ago. It's just been a pleasure to cover this team. I know it's been up and down. There are certainly times in the season when it looked dead, where it looked like the team was going in the wrong direction. Certainly if this series or the season was going for the cat going off, for New York would it be a frustration. And it was a point of frustration for this team, in early December when Cat came in here and whooped their butt. But they're one game away from winning a playoff series for the second straight year. That they've never done that in the history of this franchise. I kind of sat on a pod earlier this year, and it was a bit of a no-duh that Anthony Edwards became the second greatest player in the history of the franchise. He's not particularly close to KG at this point, right this second, but he has the opportunity to be the greatest player to ever put on a Timberwolves uniform. He has the opportunity to do things that players in a Wolves uniform. I mean, winning two straight series two straight years of the playoff series win is one of them. He was sensational tonight. It's hard to overstate how good he was. Anthony Edwards is. I'm not a very confident person, I would say. Certainly in myself, I probably could use a bit more confidence. And certainly with my sports teams, being more of a bandwagon Lynx fan, as I look up at their four banners, and Fee was at game three. There isn't an amount of confidence that is too much in Anthony Edwards. Certainly he has confidence in himself for mostly better and maybe for worse, as we saw some kind of hero ball shots. But this team is going to go as far as Anthony Edwards takes him. Obviously you need the bench players to play well and all that, but this is a type of performance where as far as he can take him, well, looks like he can take him pretty damn far. Just an incredible fun win. A pivotal win. I thought the 14-0 run to start the second half was going to doom them, and that was going to be something we look back on that cost them the series, or cost them the game, I guess, the series potentially. But yeah, incredible fun. These last two games, have to imagine, are the most fun two-game stretch in the history of Target Center, at least in the past 20 or so years. Yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Appreciate everyone for tuning in. I'm going to get out of here. Andrew will be adding to our game recap on Kanasupis, so check that out as he puts in the game quotes and key takeaways. Leo and I, Tuesday morning, we'll get a pod out there for you guys, really deep diving in to this game, to this series. It's been a fun one. Really appreciate. I feel incredibly fortunate to be able to cover this team, cover this series, watch these games. It's incredibly fun, and it's largely due to people like you that read our website at Canis, that listen to this pod. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Like I said, Tuesday morning you'll get a pod from us in your feed, breaking down, as well as I'll post this live show on our it'll be on our YouTube page and our podcast feed as well. Thank you everyone for listening again. To close it out, Wolves 116, Lakers 113. They win game four, taking a 3-1 series lead. Series heads back to LA, where the Wolves have a chance to close out the series. Thank you everyone for listening. Go Wolves. Ayo!
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.